course, they went to work, they have to shoe in horses when they went to give these hard roads. Some people kept their driving team sharpened. Of course, blacksmith always, you just take the blacksmith, he'd always shoe in them, see.
When did he get his horseshoes in, you know?
You mean how he'd get them shipped in?
Yeah.
They come in barrels, in the blank, you know. And then, of course, he'd make them over to get the horse. Of course, we always, you have to keep a horse's foot trimmed, and they get to growing out, and breaking up, and splitting, see. We always had a pair of trimmers out there on the farm where we could trim their feet.
How about nails? How did they come?
Almost always in kegs. That is, if you buy any quantity of them, they come 100-pound kegs. Wood kegs.
Now, you mentioned the barrel. Did you ever take those steel straps off the thing, off a barrel, when you were a boy and roll them?
Oh, I might have. Of course, we didn't have too many barrels of that type. My pastime after I got up big enough to, you know, to do a lot of stuff when I was a kid was every time folks went to town, they never took me to town every time they went, you know, they just always looked something to do. I used to spend my time on making bicycles out of wheels off of machinery. All kinds of machinery I had around me. I can do a bicycle made that I can make me a wheelbarrow.
Roll down a hill or carry it?
Yeah, I had one wheel out there on the farm and it was about so high that it's about this wide. I don't know how many wheelbarrows I made on that thing. Just for the fun of after I got a little bigger, I was 12, 10 or 12, along there. Summertime, when folks would go to town Saturday afternoons, why, my job was to stay at home and take the mowing machine and team and mow the weeds along the road, along the fence roads. They didn't let, my dad never did let weeds grow, you know, like they do nowadays. He'd get that one down the road, and he'd go down the road and mow the weeds, stuff like that. And down around the lots, you know, where they start to growing up. I've spent many a Saturday afternoon mowing weeds.
That's a pretty good thing to do, isn't it? Doesn't it control them much better so they don't cause so many seeds?
Yeah.
Seeds get in your fields?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... you know, it's sloppy to go out around the place and see weeds going 10 or 12 feet high all along the road.
What did you call the thing that you'd use to put in the top of a jug?
Cork.
Huh? Yeah. What if it was made out of rubber?
No, we used to use a corn gun.
No.
Corn gun.
Homegrown.
Yeah, homegrown, yeah.
And to fill a jug, what did you use? You put something in the top of the jug?
Sometimes we had funnels, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you can fill most of your jugs, you know, and now you take your jugs that you use to take your water to the field with, stuff like that. Shoot, you just stick them under the pump. Some of it went on the outside, but that's all right.
It's cool the jug, too.
Yeah, you used to always have the jug wrapped in a burlap sack, you know, and you wanted to get it wet anyway. And then you used a lot of these little kegs, you know, for drinking water on.
About a gallon?
About 2 or 3 gallons, see. About so long, about so big around, they have a hole in them here, you know, and then they have a vent hole up here, see. So you turn them up this way, like,